You are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
And the Chicago Bulls stay alive on a career night from Kobe White. 131-116 the final.
The Sixers win. They hang on. Miami makes it three. The ball is inbounded by Kyle Lowry to Joel. The ball went off the fingertips and out of bounds, but the buzzer sounded.
The game is over.
Bobby Witt Jr. is the potential tying run at second, with the Royals down 2-1 in the inning. First pitch drilled. Deep left center field. Fletcher looks up. It's out of here. Salvador Perez gives the Royals the lead with a two-run homer.
And a fly ball is hit in the air to shallow left, and DeJong is there. So the Royals win the series, but they come up a run short and sweeping the series in the doubleheader.
And now, a man who begins each day just hoping for a split, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us on a little bit of a soggy day. Yeah. We'll live with it.
We have had almost everything but snow this week at 100 degrees.
Are you asking for that?
No.
What's going on?
It's springtime in the Midwest, but you kind of get a little... sampler plate.
Yeah. I don't know. I've said it a million times. I don't mind. That's when it's a
I love it.
Off-brand chilly day early because we got lots of hot still to come. Mm-hmm. When you get this and it's like October, you're like, bag of suck. Here it is for the next 3 months. Take a big bite of this because this is us.
Don't mind this at all.
We got a lot coming your way today. We'll play Stump the Chumps. There can be only one. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, Peter Yatsenyuk, Todd Liebel will join us.
Chumps are back.
In the 3, Chumps are back.
After a week off.
Well, we were at the Masters. And
yeah, that would have been impossible.
It's so zany.
Yes.
That fun, was so much fun. Loud.
It would have been great. A loud Chumps.
Eh? Would have been a very loud Chumps. Blair Kirkhoff in the 4, Jeff Passan talking Major League Baseball in the 5. Are you giddy about the lineup, Curtis?
I wouldn't say giddy. I wouldn't say over the moon. I'd say it's going to have some stretches where, I think you meant the Royals lineup. I love our lineup.
Oh,
our lineup's awesome.
It's like, wow.
I know we were going to start talking
the
baseball.
Memo.
And I went, wait a minute. I realized 3/4 of the way in. Oh, he means our lineup.
Yeah.
Yes, this is like the 27 Yankees, man.
I hope your feelings aren't hurt, Blair, but Curtis is not impressed.
This is the 27 Yankees. Pete, Blair, Passan.
With some Liebel.
Liebel. Yes.
With a sprinkle of Liebel, don't forget.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Royals. They are through the White Sox. They split yesterday's doubleheader. They take 2 out of 3. They win the series.
Got rid of them for a while.
That's professional baseball. That's how it works. Now they head off into a stretch, which we've talked about. That's 19 games against what are right now winning teams. Now, things can change. At one point, we had the series against the Mets over in the category of teams with less than 500. We've now had to move those games, the Royals 1 and 2, over to the 500 or better because the Mets caught fire kind of with the series against the Royals. And by the way, in that series, they were 0-0 in the 8th of the rubber match. So I think the Mets were, if it were a soccer match, you're like, well, it's a draw, but who was the better team? The Mets were the better team. They dominated the game they won. Royals salvaged the game they won. And then the last game could have gone either way, but Royals were kind of dancing around some base runners.
Yeah.
But
when you never lead, it's hard to say it's a game you should have won.
And please, if you've been calling, trying to fire J.J. Piccolo for the better part of the last 12 months, and if you picked him to win 69 games, do not call pissed that I said the Mets were the better team in a 3-game series. You know? Stop trying to make up for your past mistakes by being the loudest guy to champion the squad right now. I think that's a fair assessment. But the Royals have been very good, 12-7. If I'd have said 19 in, 12-7, would you have taken it?
Oh, yes. Would have ran around the building.
What if I said that coming up 19 games from now, they'll be 19-19? If I'd have said 38 games in, the Royals are going to be 19-19, what would you have said?
I would have been okay with that. Because that's a touch over what we all expected them for the season. So if you're going to say heading into the second week of May, they're a 500 team, yes. Thank you.
They in this 19 game stretch are going to play what 13 of them at home. So that does bode well. Mm-hmm. Only 6 on the road.
Yep.
So that's one thing that does bode well for the club. But they would go 7-12 if they are 19-19. So let's keep that in mind. A stretch against all winning teams, if they can just win 7 of 19, they'll be a 500 club. Now, this is also a great exercise in how the bar changes. I'd be thrilled with 500. If they're about ready to get to 40 games and they're 500, great. If they haven't buried the season so often, like 10 games in, like I don't even want to go anymore, I don't even want to watch them. But what if they were 500 when they got to 40 games? Well, yeah, that'd be great. A little perspective.
Yes.
Now, granted, I'm with you. I will be disappointed if they're 500. Disappointed. Not calling to fire, mm-hmm. not leading the show with firing J.J. Piccolo.
This is the real Royals. The early 12-7 was just fool's gold. This is what they're going to be, and they're going to lose 95 games.
We've spoken to you a number of times years ago and years past about the importance of dominating bad teams and just being competitive against good teams. So we updated the numbers. We put pen to paper. You and Hermit went through 22-23. All playoff teams, the last 2 years, which is the current, 12-team mm-hmm. playoff format. So 24 playoff teams over the last 2 years. Teams that are 500 and better, they're 1,037 and 971. Don't try to get your arms around that. The bottom line is 516 win percentage.
Yep.
A smidge over 500. Against the really bad teams, 1,220 and 660. 649. Again, 649, not 800. Not 900, not 950, not like 86 and 4. 649 are the playoff teams.
But it's the difference between an 84 win pace and a 105 win pace. That's what those two percentages are played out yeah. over a season.
Right now, the Kansas City Royals are 10-3 against sub 500 teams, just 2-4 against 500 plus. Orioles and Mets are the two teams they've played that are 500 plus. 10-3 against losing teams. So is that the only reason they're in second place? The schedule?
Mm-hmm.
No, because we looked up the whole American League Central, right? Here's the AL Central. First place Guardians. Let's go from first to last. First place Guardians, 12-6, only a half game in front of the Royals. Are they a lot better because they've been doing it against 500 teams? No. They're 9-3 against sub-500 teams, 3-3 against 500 clubs. Pretty damn close.
Yep.
Pretty damn close. Royals, again, 10-3, 2-4. Guardians are 9-3 against sub-500, 3-3 against 500-plus. Detroit Tigers, they're above 500. They're in third, 10-8. Are they just waxing the big boys?
No.
They're 7-4 against sub-500 teams, 3-4 against clubs that are 500 or better.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Twins, most people's pick to win the division, off to a disappointing start at 6-11. What has happened to them? I'll tell you what's happened to them. They haven't played any sub-500 teams. They've played all 500 or better clubs. They're 6-11. Now, 6-11. Not 514 win percentage.
Right.
Not 500. They're 6-11. So that's a problem for the Twins. Let's be clear. Right? But they haven't played anybody sub 500. Chicago White Sox. What about them? 3-15. Don't matter who they play. They just suck. That actually is true. However, they too are yet to play a team with a sub-500 record, that right now has a sub-500 record. 3-15 against teams 500 or better.
They haven't gotten to play themselves yet. That's kind of rough.
Is the division schedule driven? I mean, right now, with this incredibly small sample size, yes, it is.
To a large extent.
It's certainly a big factor. Yeah. So armed with that, that the Guardians, Royals, and Tigers, who are all picked behind the Twins, have been beating up on sub-500 teams, and the Twins haven't got their shot yet, who do you think wins this division?
I still feel like it's going to be the Twins, but I'm going more on pedigree than anything I've seen on the field. I honestly think it's Twins, Tigers.
It's not White Sox.
Not White Sox.
This just is.
I really think any one of the four teams above them has got a puncher's chance to win it.
I don't think there's
one team that goes, nah, it's us and the rest of you guys.
And let's be clear. Shane Bieber had started two games and struck out 20 batters in 11 innings and is done for the year.
Yeah.
Right? So that was two. They won both those games. The Guardians have already taken on injury water. The Royals opened the season with Michael Massey out.
Yeah.
So that's of note that they've had to deal with injuries. I don't know how much better do we know. Michael Massey's way better than Adam Frazier.
We don't know that.
Right.
We can project it and think that there's at least upside that you can get to.
The Twins have had Max Kepler hit the DL. They've had one of their top relievers in Duran on the DL. They've had some injuries. Tigers, from the injury front, they have been without one of their bench guys in Andy Ibañez. And I'm looking here. Nobody really of note. So they haven't taken on injuries. My conclusion off the records with the schedule and the run differentials, and shockingly the winning teams have the good run differentials, there's a market correction coming to the Royals, and we're probably going to see it in these 19 games.
Yeah. 38 of their major league leading plus 40 run differential is against the Astros and White Sox.
Okay.
Who have combined for 9 wins.
So what are they, plus 38 there?
And plus 2 against the other 3 teams they've played? Or 4
two.
Teams they've played? 2 teams.
It's just the Mets that are sub-500?
No, just the 2 worst teams they've played, the Astros and White Sox, so, against which they are 9-1. 38 of the 40 plus 40 run differential is those two. They've outscored the Astros by 20 and the White Sox by 18. So the rest of the teams they've outscored by a total of 2.
Okay.
They're loading up. They're beating the daylights out of the 2 worst teams they're playing, which is a good sign.
What it looks like to me is health is going to be giant. I'm with you. I think the teams look pretty even. I think the Royals' additions and the maturity of their younger players has brought them up to a level similar to the Guardians and Twins, who were the consensus 1-2, Twins, Guardians, and have maybe caught up some of the pace of the Tigers rebuild. And so, to me, I think these teams are all pretty close. And what determines this may simply be who's healthier.
Yeah.
Who's healthier, and is somebody going to make a big addition at the break? Which, let me be clear, I am vehemently against the Royals adding some rental. If you want to trade some prospects for a guy that you've got 3 years control, 4 years control, I'll listen.
Yeah.
But
is there a position from which you would be, if they somehow everything clicks and they're sitting there like not the 15 Royals, because they're not going to be 8 or 9, but if they're 5 games up in the division and they're looking for...
Blanket answer, is there a scenario? Yes,
yeah.
Because everything's on the table.
But it's so unlikely.
Realistically,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to piss people off, and I'm sure I'll piss Passan off later. I think the Royals should be looking to be sellers unless they are way out in front. And not only is Bobby Witt Jr. definitively locked into one of the top 2 or 3 spots, and I mean a legitimate chance to win, not like, well, Mike Trout's going to run away with it, but Bobby Witt's got a pretty good chance for second. I mean, he needs to be rock star MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Reagans needs to be battling for a Cy Young. Brady Singer needs an ERA around 3-ish. Waka needs to be the back of his baseball card. Lugo needs to be not what he's been, because that's a little bit too much, but he needs to be, one, striking more guys out, but still an ERA well below 4. The bullpen has found itself, and Vinny's, MJ Melendez, all the guys that are doing well, and either Massey, Garcia needs to be hitting, and Massey probably needs to own second base. He needs to be hitting to a point where you go, he's the Royal second baseman. Otherwise, they've got holes.
Yeah.
And they've got holes even with that, because which outfielder? Like right now, Kyle Isbell is, I was optimistic he was going to prove himself to be a, you know, at least a Devon White, you know, a great glove and good enough hitter. I'm getting a little bit nervous about the hitting, right? Velasquez, I think, is a DH, so I don't count him as an outfield. They got to find at least one more outfielder that they can hang their hat on. But Velasquez, to me, is, and MJ Melendez might be that guy. They're still looking for a third one. I don't like Melendez and Velasquez in the outfield. That does not work for me for the way this team wants to pitch it and catch it. I give MJ Melendez more of a shot to be good than Velasquez, frankly, because he's at least in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, don't let the pot belly fool you. Velasquez ain't going to be quick ever.
No.
But he can hit. And so I love that kind of, like, I love that platoon DH. So I think they're pretty close, but to not, for me to not be in a sell mode, they can't have 4 spots where we're wondering what where are we going in the future, right? That can't be the case. And they're going to have to be pretty damn healthy for me to say yes. Because, like, oh, so you'd be against adding this, you know, league average reliever just to fill out the bullpen? No. If you want to give up some kid who's 21 and in low A ball and is never going to be, yes, I'm fine with that. I'm talking about real prospects. Because let's start with this. Who the blank are the real prospects in this organization? Right? So we're talking about, like, it may be a moot point because for me, the best prospect in is Blake Walters, and I think he's going to be a top 100 guy. But right now, Blake Mitchell looks exactly like what he did last year.
Which is so bizarre.
A guy who does not want to swing the bat and is walking off the inability of pitchers at that level to throw strikes.
And when you see
he's not damaging the baseball.
When you see him, his batting stats, you know why he's not wanting to swing the bat. He can't right now.
His batting average is sub-200. His slug is sub-400. It's not like we're looking at, you know, take your pick. I mean, Adam Dunn or, like, yeah. Oh, he's 197, but he walks all the time.
Kyle Schwarber.
And he's Kyle Schwarber. That's not what we're looking at here, right? You know, we're not even looking at Joey Gallo.
Mm-mm.
So
he goes to the next level, they're going to destroy him.
Yeah. And so,
they'll throw strikes to him and they'll get him out.
And listen, I'm going to be honest. Is this guy, I said last year, Blake Mitchell's got a hit and got a hit right away. That's changed because of the way they've started now. But if that's what he's going to be, and they don't, it's great that they've brought new people in. And that's one of the things that's backed me off on Blake Mitchell is a big, he's got to be a prospect for me to believe in where this is going. Because they've already brought new people in to help identify talent. But if this guy sucks, the people who picked him got to get pushed way to the back of the room. And I'd feel a lot better if they were pushed clear out of the room. Because everyone said, don't take this guy. And by the way, the college catcher is really hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Teal is really hitting in the Red Sox organization.
Yeah.
So, yes, like, that's frustrating, but if they, I really, let's put it this way. What are you going to be happy with after 19 games? If they're 10-9 or better, I'm giddy. I mean, 10-9, I am giddy. Forget about 14-5 or 15 and 10-9. And this is loaded with home games. But these are good teams. I will be ecstatic. And I frankly don't expect them to go 10-9. My expectation, 8-11.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 7.5, 8. Maybe 8's the over-under I'd put it at.
Yeah, it's a good number.
I kind of feel like 8 is the number. A lot of home games in there, though.
Yep.
A lot of home games. They've been good at home, but they've been playing bad teams at home. The Mets were on the road, and the Orioles were on the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a great stretch of baseball. It's 19 games in 20, 21, 22 nights. I don't know how many off days. But we're going to learn so much about this club for this year, and I think for moving ahead. Right now they're doing what you're supposed to do. Let's see what they do over these next 19. Can they play competitive baseball against these? And we're going to get to watch the other three teams that figure to be, or yeah, the other three teams that look like they're contenders as well. We'll get an idea of what they are over the next 19 games.
And it's 19 and 20 games. They have one day off in that stretch.
19 and 20 days.
20 days, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 913-3810-810. We've already got a couple people lined up. Royals, Sporting, Chiefs, K-State, Missouri, KU. Still a topic. Always a topic here in the program. 913-3810-810. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB. You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We thank you for joining us. Got a lot coming your way today. We're talking some Royals baseball. Off to a good start. Listen, you can only beat the teams that are in front of you. The Royals have done that. Largely, that's been teams that are sub 500. We're going to get a great test, and I think it's exciting. After an off day today, they get after 19 straight against teams that right now have winning records. We will know much more when we get through that stretch. 913-3810-810. Let's go to the phones. Mitch is going to lead us off today. You're the program, Mitch. What's going on?
I had a question about TV deals. And I didn't know if you've seen that the Jazz and the Suns and the NBA have went to a more local regional broadcast to make it easier on their fans.
Well,
Do you think the Royals?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think the Royals should consider that or would?
Yeah, I think they will when the Bally's Network dumps the broadcast the way the Bally's Network did for those two teams. That's basically what happened. I pointed this out last year that, listen, this is how bad the Royals TV deal is. Bally's, who is going out of business, signed a deal with the Royals, who lost 106 games, and it's still profitable for Bally's. The Phoenix Suns traded for Kevin Durant and were a contender to win the NBA title, and they were losing money on the deal. So the reason we're still in this situation is because the last TV deal that the Royals negotiated was so piss poor that even losing 106 games, Bally's is making money on it. Now, some of that is a celebration of people like you, Mitch, and people like me and Curtis and fans in Kansas City that will watch our team regardless. We're really good fans. I'm going to take a bow, pat yourself on the back. We watch our teams even when they blow because they get pretty good ratings. But they are actually making money. So what Bally's did was go and default on all the teams that they're losing money on. One of those teams was the Phoenix Suns, who legitimately thought, and maybe still do this year, if they can keep everybody healthy, that they're an NBA title contender. Bally's can't make money on that team because that's how much money they're paying the Phoenix Suns. But it is so cheap what they're paying the Royals that even in the midst of a 106-loss season, they were making money on the Royals. So to your point, yes, we will get something different when this contract expires, which I think is, what, 2 more years?
Yeah,
this year and one more? But yeah, as long as everybody's watching, Bally's is still in existence and hadn't gone completely out of business, then no, you're not getting anything new. After that, it'll be opened up and anything's on the table.
But do you think they would consider the local for more viewers? Or
not for 2 years.
Like
they have a contract. Yes. They cannot go anywhere until that contract is up or Bally's defaults on it.
I get that. When it's done, would they consider the local route or just go something like Prime where it's still the $20 and something separate?
History tells us that we're headed towards streaming across the board on baseball, Mitch. First of all, they tried the RSTN, and it was a dismal failure. This is a different ownership group. I believe that you could make that work, but you've got to want to get in the television business, and you've got to do more than just broadcast your games, which the Glass family and the Royals management at that time had no interest in doing. There were numerous opportunities, if there was any vision whatsoever out of the Royals organization at that time, to have Sporting Kansas City games, to have all kinds of things that they could have packaged together and had a regional network. Do I think they're going to go towards that? No. Do I think they're going to go back to carrying it on 38 the spot? You know, the second channel for NBC 41? Maybe. And that's where it was before it went to the cable. And I think those channels are looking for programming and are interested. But do I think you're going to get your games for free? I don't know. I mean, I know this. One of the things that's really interesting, if you want to go way into the weeds, Major League Baseball owns the streaming rights. Right? That's one of the reasons that, like, a lot of people are kind of speculating that they're going to bring all the streaming rights together and be like, well, that's fine. You can be on Yes Network in New York, Yankees, but we own the streaming rights. And if you want to stream the game, you're going to pay us.
Yep.
And that's how they're going to get away from a handful of teams having these mega deals with regional cable channels, the ones like Masson in Boston, yes, with the Yankees, you know, a handful of them that are there.
Baltimore's got one.
You know, or Masson's Baltimore.
Yeah, Nesson is Boston.
Is Boston. That they're going to basically say, well, that's fine, you can play them over the air, but when you stream them, the money comes to us.
Yep.
And they're going to make that part of the national TV package to even out some of the money. I hope that's what happens. But if that's what happens, I think they're going to look to stream all the games. And you're going to need to buy some kind of streaming service. And, yes, you're going to be paying for it. 913-3810-810. Crush, you're in the program. What's going on, Crush?
What's up, my guy? Hey, exciting start to the baseball season in Kansas City and for Royals fans everywhere. Hey, the reason I called is because I want to connect, even though I'm super excited, right? Everybody should be. I want to connect the validity of your monologue and how super solid your monologue was to the fact that we don't have a lot of young talent, projectable MLB talent in our system. And so I'll expand on that.
Okay.
You know, the reason why you were saying we need to maybe be sellers, and the obvious point that we always talk about is pitching, and for rightful reasons, but I would like to drill down on the outfield for this point of this conversation.
Okay.
So I just assumed that I wouldn't see Isbell in 2024. I figured that by August and September, okay? And if we had outfield prospects, and by the way, this is not a shot at any single person. I mean, I don't really know who exactly is down there. But Isbell would not be here, and Renfroe would have never showed up. Okay, so we've had a drain in our outfield prospects for a while. I mean, even Drew Waters, I think we traded for. Everybody knows we traded for Lo Kane. I mean, so I think what they need to do, this is whole separate than the pitching, but this is how you get better. However they evaluate high school, JUCO, four-year guys, international teenagers, outfield prospects obviously isn't working. You guys keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Crush. I appreciate it. And listen, that's, again, why I would say that I was at a point last year that if Blake Mitchell was not looking like the real deal, then that was going to be a major strike against J.J. Piccolo and his regime. Until this offseason, he went out and hired a new scouting director from the Giants and, you know, brought new people in for Latin America. You know, they made changes. Now, they brought new people in, which I appreciate ownership's willingness to pay more salaries, but nobody left.
That was notable.
And that continues to be notable. So I appreciate the additions. And let's be honest, what we talked about when that was made, when those decisions were made, you don't track baseball in 3 months. Well, they're not any better. Those guys suck too. No. We're minimum 3 years away from seeing any fruits that those guys bring. Because they're evaluating guys for this draft, yes, but for the next draft and the next draft, and then you got to develop them, you got to come through the system. It's just not a quick answer business. So, but I'm with you. Outfield is where, wait, we tried a guy at second, You know, he can hit, but he can't field. We're sending him to right, to left. You know, tried this guy at third. Can't really handle it in the dirt. No range. We're sending him to right. He's outgrown third base. He's going to right. We took the shortstop. He's outgrown that. We're moving him to third. The Royals don't seem to have any of that. And not to mention the guys you draft that are already outfielders.
Yeah, who also haven't been good.
So, yeah, you're right, Crush. I mean, it is mind-boggling how few outfielders, when you need three of them, have come through this system of late.
And the best outfielder that was developed through the system in the last 20 years
was a third baseman.
Was a converted third baseman.
Which I will at least say again.
Yes.
He proved he couldn't play third. He sent him to the outfield. He was a Gold Glover.
Yeah.
But you could also draft a guy to play outfield, have him play outfield, and get to the big leagues as a good outfielder.
You go back and look at their draft and look at everyone that has OF next to their name. Find one that's done anything.
They value the wrong things. They have valued for way too long, under Dayton Moore, way too much about tools. And the ability to put bat on ball was not given enough credit. The ability to know what is a ball and a strike was not given enough credit. They may look really good running around shagging balls before games, but when you start the game, can't any of them get on base? And can't any of them get to the big leagues? 913-3810-810. Let's go to Craig. You're in the program. Craig, what's going on?
Hey, friend. How are you today? Hey, I'm a sicko. I can't get the Royals on TV, so I'm forced to watch game day on my damn phone, watching at night. And I listen to it outside with my wife, you know, on the weekend and whatever. That app is the worst app I've ever seen. It's even worse than the TV channel situation. It cuts out, nothing plays, no commercials. I guess the Royals can't get anybody to advertise on their TV or radio.
That's a weird experience, isn't it?
Are you talking about the Bally's video app?
No, I'm talking about the MLB app.
Oh, I thought it was the Bally's one.
Well, the MLB app, I got your back 100%. It sucks. I don't get it anymore. I became so frustrated. First of all, it's blacked out everywhere you go.
But I just want to watch the game on game day on my phone, just to see where the pitches are.
I'm agreeing with you. The MLB app for listening or watching the games sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Terrible. And I can't understand why they can't improve it. It's just ridiculous that they don't even care about their media rights. I've never seen a professional sports league not care.
But it's okay because baseball is at the peak, you know, more popular now than it's ever been, right?
Catch your sarcasm.
It's not 1975 anymore.
This is at some point, and maybe John Sherman's going to be the guy to lead the charge on this after he gets the stadium done, because he's a little busy here trying to figure out his stadium situation. But what needs to change if you're the Yankees? They have multiple radio stations bidding to spend millions. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I will be shocked if the Royals radio deal next time, they have to pay somebody to carry the games.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because first of all, if you really want to watch it, if you really want to get to the Royals, most people watch it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Not to knock my own medium, but I can walk along with the TV broadcast on my phone and hear Ryan, who I want to hear. When I take my walks and I go to listen to the game while I'm walking, the TV broadcast is on my phone. Phone's in my hand. I'm not watching it, but I'm hearing that broadcast because baseball isn't one that needs a lot of description.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, I get the vibe of what's going on. I just look at my phone when I see, like, oh, there's a drive. Oh, let me see. What do I got here? That's the deal. Baseball is going through a lot of changes. And right now for the Yankees, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars for their TV rights because really they're in a market that should have probably six teams and it has two. Until they're willing to, you know, the have-nots will gang up to a point that they can get, I don't know if it's two-thirds or three-quarters vote to force the handful of teams that have all the money to play at a much more level playing field, then this is where it's going to be because there's no incentive for the Dodgers and the Yankees and those big money teams to do anything to make the overall MLB package better.
And one other thing, bring back Wyatt Thompson for a couple weekends. He was awesome.
That's good to hear. Wyatt does a great job with K-State broadcasts, and I'm glad to hear that. I didn't hear any of my friends in town, so I didn't hear any of those broadcasts, but that's good to hear. That's nice to know. But listen, it is frustrating. But I will tell you this. Yeah. Here's the one thing I will tell everybody. I've had a number of conversations with John Sherman each of the last two spring trainings about the television. He is well aware of the problems. He is not happy. He says the right things. I hope he means it when he says, I think we're going to get the change we need, and I think it'll be sooner rather than later. I thought that last year that might mean this year. It did not. So we'll see when it does. But I can tell you, Lebo and I have both sat there talking to him at spring training about this very subject. He is aware of it, and he wants it to change, and he does not think it's good enough. What he can do right now, I don't know. But he is at least on your side when it comes to the overall broadcast. Talking some Royals baseball to get things started here in the program, 913-3810-810. Let's get as many calls in as we can. We go next to Ron. You're in the program, Ron. What's going on, buddy?
Well, three things. Number one, does cable offer the Major League Baseball package?
DirecTV does. I don't know if cable does. I don't know.
What I'm wondering is why people have so much a hard time, why they're having a hard time watching them if they just spend some money and get the Major League Baseball package. That's all I'm wondering about.
Well, if you get the Major League Baseball package, you don't get the Royals here in town.
Really?
Yes. It's out-of-market games.
Okay.
So the only way to get the Royals is either to have whatever cable provider carries it, DirecTV, and I think you might need DirecTV to get the baseball package, but the baseball package does not carry your local team because every local team has a local broadcast partner, and so that's where that – it's not like the NFL Sunday ticket. And I think that's what baseball wants to change is you buy that and you get all the games, including your own, with no blackouts anywhere.
Well, that gets me because – I'm picking up every Royal game, and I got DirecTV, and I got the Major League Baseball
package. Yeah, DirecTV carries it. You're not getting it because of the Major League Baseball package. You're getting it because they carry 671-5, which is what used to be Fox Sports Midwest. Now it's Bally's, whatever.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, another thing. I'm getting concerned about the Chiefs and more Chiefs and less Royals. The stadium issue, it's been awfully quiet, and I'm wondering what's going on. Is anything going on, or are they just riding it out and hoping somebody, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Well, I mean, they spent 2 years, and I appreciate the call, Ron. They spent 2 years having talks before they finally figured out where the hell they wanted to put it. And now they just lost, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 16 days.
Let's give it a little more time before you hit the panic button. Craig, you're in the program. What's going on, Craig?
Hey, what's up, Saran?
You.
Cool. I think it used to be Everest, but I get a every Royals game on TV, which is cool, but I still miss 90% of the games. The other thing was I did me at Aquinas tailgate, and you and your wife were so kind. It was awesome.
Well, good to talk to you again.
Yeah. And I know Curtis through Bob Kenny.
So. Oh, wow. That goes way back.
Yeah, yes,
that's
Curtis.
Years ago.
So, need we go back to national seminars? No.
My God.
No, it is such a pleasure to talk to all of you. You guys are kind and awesome.
Thank you, Craig. What's on your mind today?
If you want to watch the Royals, you got to find a way to do it. Unfortunately, I hate my cable system, but they show it, and I miss 90% of the time. There's always something going on, but anyways.
Well, Craig, and I appreciate the call. You know, it's, you know, I think that speaks, I don't know. I mean, if you're missing it now when they're winning, it's just not appointment television for you.
No.
That may be a bigger, you know, issue with baseball in general.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Haven't the last 5 years.
I've been not missing it. And I can't tell you, you know, that that was the case when it got to the doldrums last year. But I'm watching now. And as long as they're playing good baseball and in contention, I'll be watching. Look, I'll just come back to this. They're aware it's a problem. Right? What are they going to do? I don't know. I hope something. They haven't told us. We heard Amazon Prime is a possibility, which I think, you know, look, you can stream it now on the Bally's app, which I hear people complain about. I guess I have it. I think I can use it because I have DirecTV. I think there's a put in your cable provider, and I get, but I don't need it
that way
because I have DirecTV.
Yeah.
But so I don't watch it much. I've heard people say it's not very good. I don't know. I have no idea, but I know that there's got to be a better way. And
has to be. But
to me, you know, listen, I had a theory. Bob Costas had the same theory. He wrote in his book about baseball, good Lord, 20, 30 years ago, about, like, if you want, fine, the Yankees are going to make more, but the Royals should get half of whatever the Yankees TV contract is on a per-game basis. So if you play the Yankees six times,
yes,
you get half of 6 divided by 162 of the Yankees. And likewise, the Yankees get half of 6 divided by 162 of the Royals
contract. They can't play themselves. Somebody's going to be on the other side. They should split that.
That would seem like an obvious one. But yes. I think what they're angling for is to bring everything under streaming and to make streaming part of the national package. And if they do that, and you stream your local games, and even your local games being streamed as part of the national deal, that will benefit the Royals.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. But, you know, Major League Baseball, when you watch, right, Disney and ESPN Plus, you're watching Major League Baseball's invention. They invented the streaming. And MLB Media sold that for $2 billion. Right? Put $2 billion in the pockets of all the owners. Now, if it's, you know, like the guy we talked about the other day who's gone from Rivals to 24/7 to On3, if they're just like, yeah, fine, we can redo that, and we made $2 billion and we'll do another one, I'd like to believe that they can create a good app where you can get every baseball game. I'd be happy to buy the baseball package again if I got every game wherever I am. But I'm going to tell you, it sucks. It sucks to go up to Iowa City, and not be able to watch the Royals. That's how it is. If you have the Major League Baseball pack, you can't watch them there. You can't watch them in Colorado. So there are a lot of problems. I know John Sherman's aware of it. Let's just hope that he can actually make some changes.
All right, among current Big 12 schools, which one's gone the longest without having a player drafted by the Chiefs? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.